what, gullies?
Yeah. And how about out west, something, a narrow, deep valley with a small stream running through it?
A canyon?
Yeah, or something smaller than a canyon, might be deeper.
What, a ravine or something?
Now, are there any other, you mentioned Kansas Creek, what other creeks and rivers are around here?
Dye Creek, I can think of that. And then there's the Wasi River, Lake Oquoia, Parcel, and Tennessee River, Lake Chickamauga.
What's that greasy or greasy?
Greasy Creek.
Yeah. Is that part? Is that something separate from the? Look like I crossed that yesterday.
Yeah.
It looked to me like a lake. I couldn't.
I'm not exactly sure where it is.
It's on that road toward Copper Hill. Or,
Greasy Creek.
Yeah.
It runs into Parcel.
Yeah. Something, an elevation of land, a slight elevation of land, probably.
A slight elevation, what, a hill?
Yeah, something higher than a hill.
A hill, a plateau, something like that?
Something higher than that.
A mountain?
All right. Now, what about a space between two mountains that you can cross through?
A valley.
All right. Now, would you ever call that a pass or a gap or a notch or anything?
A gap, maybe.
What about the, now the other term I use is something that by the name, talk about the legend of the West, talk about somebody, he had so many on his gun.
So many notches?
Yeah, now would you never use that term for having to do with a mountain pass or a gap or something? All right, how about if you're climbing a mountain and there's a sheer, steep drop?
What, a cliff?
All right, and a place where boats stop and freight is unloaded?
A dock.
All right, and a place?
Or a wharf or something.
Yeah, is there any difference?
Not nothing.
All right, if water is running along, a river's running along and suddenly the land drops off, you call that a?
What, a waterfall?
Yeah, now do you know what we call it? It's just not quite that steep, and it's just kind of a slight drop. You ever use the term rapids or shoals?
Yeah, rapid, yeah.
How about shoals?
I've heard it, but not too often.
All right. Now, what is this, how would you describe this road out in front of your house, in the base of its composition?
Well, it's asphalt.
All right. Now, what other kinds of roads are there?
What, blacktop, asphalt, gravel, dirt, something like that.
All right. What's a blacktop road made of?
Probably asphalt, I'd say.
Right. What's another name for that black stuff?
What, tar?
Yeah. And to get from the road up to your house, you have to come up the...
What, from the driveway?
Yeah. And then if you had something, let's say it was to get from, say, at a barn out there, you're going to walk from the house out to the barn, what would you call that?
A path.
All right, what's the plural of that?
Paths.
All right, now, I don't know if you, I don't think you have them out here, but in the city, you don't walk on the street, you walk on the...
Sidewalk.
Yeah, and have you ever seen a plot of grass between the sidewalk and the street? The sidewalk isn't right down next to the curb, but you have the curb here, and then there's some grass, maybe 4 feet of grass.
Yeah, I know what
you have. You have a name for that?
No.
Okay. Something that you might hold about that size, that you can hold in your hand, you might throw at some kind of a pesky animal.
What? A rock?
Yeah. All right. And so he
threw the rock.
All right. And you go over to a friend's house and ring the bell, and you get no answer. You say, well, I guess he isn't.
He's not at home.
All right. And someone says, how do you like your coffee? And you say, I like it